USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution on Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. Congressman Jim Jordan doesn't see how that would unite the country. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden can rein in impeachment efforts.
Now the Democrats are going to try to remove the president from office just 7 days before he's set to leave anyway. I do not see how that unifies the country. I hope what happens is what Senator Graham said when he asked Vice President Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, to give a speech to the country and say we should not be pursuing this impeachment, we should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border this week to tout his administration's work on the construction of a border wall. The president will visit the border town of Alamo, Texas on Tuesday to mark the completion of 400 miles of wall. The visit is expected to be Trump's first public appearance since the riot at the Capitol last Wednesday. Rescuers searching for an Indonesian passenger aircraft that crashed into the Java Sea on Saturday have located the plane's black boxes. The Sriwijaya Air Boeing 737-500 flight was carrying 62 passengers when it disappeared from radars about 4 minutes after taking off from the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Crews have found debris from the plane as well as human remains in the water between Jakarta and the plane's destination on the island of Borneo. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked his citizens to pray for the victims and their families. All 62 people on the flight, including 7 children, are presumed dead. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Social networking app Parler is facing the possibility of having to completely rebuild its service after being dumped by several internet companies. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Baltimore Ravens are the latest team to punch their ticket to the divisional round of the playoffs, taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. Ravens quarterback and reigning league MVP Lamar Jackson threw for 179 yards and an interception, but ran for another 136 yards and a score. They'll take on either Kansas City or Buffalo in the next round. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.